Nathan Hobson, the Rock Tycoon.
Yeah, hopefully he can be as impressive as he was last start. He was pretty impressive. Hopefully he's hitting the line really strong.
What's your best, Hobbo?
Rock Tycoon, I reckon.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Here's Rock Tycoon presented now. Geez, travel well. He moved up in a stride, took the lead, and it's all over bar the shouting.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We sure do. Racing at Moe today, the first to kick off at 1:30pm this afternoon. The track manager is on the line, Paul Graham. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, lads. How are we going this morning?
We're going well. How are you going with a pretty hot day coming up there at Moe?
Yeah, no, look, we're tracking along really well. We've come in at a 5.23, the Penno. Rail out 5. We put 40 mil of irrigation out during the week and just whipped on 2 mil last night just to cool things down a little bit. But we're sort of in that range. We're sort of hoping just to keep her in the good four range all day. There's just a, you know, just getting their toe into it. It's a really nice surface. We're very pleased with the way she's rolled out today.
Fantastic, Paul. Always great to chat to you. Good luck today.
Thanks, lads. Have a good day.
Paul Graham there at Moe, one of my favourite track managers. Scotty, hopefully we can get a winner. You've headed to one of the big guns this morning.
We're pulling them all out this week, to be honest. We've got Dave Eustace. Morning, Dave.
Morning. Morning, Nats. How are you?
Very well. Now, you're taking 4 to Moe, and they all look pretty good. In the second, you got number 8, the Defiant One, who's resuming from a spell and raced in Rose Hill last start.
Yeah, really nice horse. By Rubik, who, raced very well on debut and, you know, thought we thought good enough to send up for a stakes race in Sydney. And just the distance, 1,500, saw him out. He's obviously back to a maiden now. I think he'll be, you know, I think he'll be quite hard to beat. And, you know, of course, hopefully he'll make his mark throughout the summer in town too. So, you know, I think his fitness is up to the mark. He's done plenty of work and he should go close.
And then race 3, number 12, Yasmina, who protested, unlucky, beating a neck at Swan Hill first up.
Yeah, we felt we should have got it's a bit spoken about that. Our very neat, tidy apprentice jockey, Tio, was a bit unlucky, but he's back on again. And she was a bit underdone, actually, for Swan Hill. We were surprised she went so close. Her coach really come through, and she looks fantastic now. You know, we again think she'll run well. She can do a little bit wrong. She races a bit keen, and he was able to get her into a nice rhythm the other day. So if she can do that again, then she should finish off pretty well.
And in race 4, number 10, you got another. So you think Philly Blavatsky, who Kilmore was a bit so-so over the mile.
Yeah.
Short price favourite that day, too.
Good. There's probably, the jury probably is still out a touch. It's a funny track, Kilmore, and she didn't really handle going round the bend and down the hill and just got in an awkward spot. I think she does get the mile. I hope she does. And if she does get in the right sort of position, she's drawn well enough to do that. Again, I think she'll go well.
And then in race 5, number 2, an Irishman led all the way at Kilmore in a 58, up in class to a 64 again over the mile.
Yeah, look, Ben rode him very, very well the other day. Got the fractions right in front and went a nice, solid tempo the whole way. And he's quite a nice horse. I think he's better than this grade. He's got a lump of bit of weight again, but he was able to do that last time. And a big, strong horse. He's come through the run well. I think it'll be quite hard to beat as well.
Dave, I'm sensing multiple options here. We only need one for the promo, though. Which one?
Look, I think an Irishman, he's the most reliable. He's a very solid, consistent horse. He's drawn well to get on the front end and roll along, and Ben knows him well. So, but I'll say him, but you know, they've all got nice chances, and we'll be ducking into the Galagos' chicken shop in tears if we don't have one. We'll probably be going there anyway.
It's worth the drive, Dave.
We might just lay it on thick if we don't have one.
Perfect, mate. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
$2.30.
Thank you very much.
So I think that's race 5, number 2, but I get the impression race 2, number 8, the Defiant One, might be going okay also.
Absolutely. Hey, it's time to get to the Greyhound early as well.